Well, news about Russia is flooding social media. So is an ISIS threat against a Twitter co-founder. On Monday, we look at the news through the social media prism. Julia Turner is editor-in-chief of Slate. Julia, what's going on?
Yeah, so this weekend, a user posted images to a site called JustPasteIt.com that show Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey with a target over his face that threatens that members of ISIS will go after Twitter and its employees and installations over the globe. The matter at issue here seems to be that Twitter has really proactively gone after Islamic fundamentalists and ISIS-affiliated accounts. Twitter says it's investigating the claim and trying to figure out how real it is.
Well, this is interesting because just last week we talked about how to defeat ISIS. And one of the concerns was if you cut off all social media to areas, for instance, in Syria or Iraq, then the people being held captive by ISIS or people, you know, activists in the area also won't have access to social media. But you're saying that Twitter has been trying to cut down ISIS accounts.
Yeah, they've been kind of cracking down on accounts that are proliferating some of the extremely violent images that have been coming out. The quote from the threat is, "You started this failed war. We told you from the beginning it's not your war, but you didn't get it and kept closing our accounts on Twitter. But we always come back. When our lions come and take your breath, you will never come back to life." That's a horrifying claim. There's also something slightly disorienting, I think, about hearing the voice of a terrorist group complain about access to social media. It sort of raises questions about how significant social media is as a distribution means for terror and suggests that perhaps Twitter is right to be pretty avidly cracking down on this means of distribution.
Meantime, we know that threats on social media are also thought to be behind an attack on a Bangladeshi blogger. Tell us about this story.
Yeah, so Avijit Roy is a Bangladesh-born blogger, a U.S. citizen who's run a secular blog. On a visit to Bangladesh, he and his wife were attacked on a walk home from a book fair. He was stabbed to death. His wife also sustained injuries from which she's still recovering. And authorities in Bangladesh today actually apprehended a man who had regularly been posting threats to Roy, a fundamentalist who did not like his secular views.
That Roy was openly criticizing religion on his blog, as you said, and it's thought that this religious fundamentalist fanatic was behind the threats against him and possibly his death. Well, given all this, threats through social media from extremists in Bangladesh and then the so-called Islamic State, given that, there's that SNL sketch from the past weekend that we know is trending. It's a takeoff on that Toyota Super Bowl ad, part of the new dadvertising. The Toyota ad showed a father dropping a daughter off at the airport to join the military, you know, proud of her, but also tearing up at the same time. The SNL sketch features guest host Dakota Johnson of 50 Shades of Grey as a daughter being dropped off by her father, played by a cast member.
You be careful, okay?
Dad. It's just ISIS.
As a truck pulls up with Kalashnikov-bearing fighters who look like ISIS fighters, what are people saying online?
The sketch has come in for a fair amount of criticism. The argument here, I think, is that the ad draws an equivalency between the U.S. military and ISIS. A number of people said, how dare you draw this equivalency between the American military and ISIS? How dare you make light of ISIS, given its utter disregard for human life? You know, what's ISIS even doing in an SNL sketch? I, of course, think SNL is well within its rights to make fun of ISIS or anyone else. That's what you want political comedy to do. But I do think this one is a little sloppy and probably has earned some of the criticism coming its way.
Well, you say sloppy target. And another way of looking at it could be somehow spoofing the parents of young girls who are joining ISIS for being so naive about what they're doing. And when we know that at least many of the parents whose children have run away to Syria from Colorado or Britain are horrified at that.
Yeah, the target seems to be either the Toyota commercial, which it's weird to use ISIS to make a point about a dumb Toyota ad from a month ago, or the parents of young women and, I guess, men who join ISIS, which is not a good position to be in as a parent, or the U.S. military, and not really ISIS. It's SNL. They can do whatever they want, and some of their sketches are better crafted than others. But I thought this one earned some of the criticism.
Well, we want to switch for a second from questions of international security and ISIS to financial security, because We know Slate did a story last week on the mobile payment app Venmo.
Yeah, one of our reporters caught some stories of folks who'd been defrauded when their Venmo accounts were hacked and looked into Venmo's security measures and found that, in fact, they're very, very poor compared to other financial institutions. So you don't get notified if your account passwords change. There's not two-factor authentication, which is a kind of becoming an industry standard for security. Venmo actually refused to comment on those claims, and also the claim that when accounts are hacked or money is stolen, they're fairly slow to respond to users in distress. And one thing I thought was striking about it is that as the story went live, the same social function that makes the app addictive and makes people join, which is your friends are on it, they want to pay you back for brunch, so you join so that you can exchange money on the service, began to work in reverse. I saw a lot of tweets from people saying, oops, guess I'm deleting Venmo from my phone, or uh-oh, Venmo seemed too good to be true, and it is.
So there's that. Julia Turner, editor-in-chief of Slate, with our look at how social media is reverberating on this Monday. Julia, thank you as always.
Thanks so much for having me.
And by the way, we'll post the SNL ISIS sketch at herenow.org. You decide, did SNL miss the target?